1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Service employees in Los Angeles schools, including cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and custodians, are going on strike.
This will impact around 420,000 students who attend the Los Angeles Unified School District. Now, the Parks and Recreation Department has set up locations where students can go if they need to have some supervision during the day, and a number of the schools themselves will have some supervision. But this is going to cause all sorts of chaos, and on top of this, there's likely to be heavy rain throughout much of the day. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Schools could be closed through Thursday. The teachers union says its members will not cross picket lines set up by the service workers. Law enforcement said to be monitoring possible calls for protests ahead of the possible indictment of former President Trump. CBS's Jeff Pegues has that.
We're seeing a lot of chatter, according to one U.S. official, who says that chatter involves Trump supporters saying that this call for protest by the former president could in itself be a trap by law enforcement, and so they are warning people not to show up.
A grand jury in Manhattan has been considering for weeks whether to indict Trump for his role in hush payments made to porn actress Stormy Daniels. He has said he expects to be indicted. He's denied he violated the law and has called the investigation politically motivated. President Biden has signed into law a bill that mandates the release of classified information about the origins of the coronavirus.
U.S. intelligence agencies can't agree on how the pandemic that killed more than 1.1 million Americans started. Declassifying the intelligence will likely reveal new details about competing theories, a natural exposure to an infected animal or an accidental lab leak. Catherine Herridge, CBS News, Washington.
The 10th annual World Happiness Report has been released. It coincides with the UN's International Day of Happiness.
Finland remains the happiest nation for the sixth straight year. Taliban-controlled Afghanistan is the least happy. The U.S. ranks 15th. And despite the fact that COVID killed millions and caused widespread disruption to lives and livelihoods, the authors found people are slightly happier and significantly kinder than before the pandemic began. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Police say a dentist in Colorado put arsenic and cyanide in his wife's pre-workout protein shakes, eventually killing her so he could be with a woman he was having an affair with. They've arrested 45-year-old James Craig on suspicion of first-degree murder shortly after his wife Angela Craig died. She'd been taken off life support during her third trip to the hospital. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 25 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 33. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter.
So it goes.
What? Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, what would be your reaction if Donald J. Trump actually gets arrested this week? 844-967-2789. Now, I have no idea whether or not it's going to happen. I don't know if he knows whether or not it's going to happen, but over the weekend, he seemed very convinced that it was going to happen and would like people to come to his defense.
Right.
And so, Jane, what would your reaction be if Trump does get arrested this week?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this over the weekend. It would be difficult not to dance. Yeah. I just, you know, there's just a lot of pent up dance moves, I think, that people have after the years of enduring this. But just because he's arrested doesn't mean that anything's going to happen. You know,
that
doesn't
is
mean,
true.
Doesn't mean he's going to get convicted.
Nope.
So I think, you know, any celebrating needs to be put on hold.
Yes. Lines are open. What would your reaction be if Trump gets arrested this week? 844-967-2789. We already got a comment on our Facebook live stream, which you are welcome to join and watch us ever, if you would like, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin. But Jeff Carter says it would be a good start.
It would be a start, yes. Because I think a lot of people feel like Donald Trump has a long history of getting away with things.
Teflon Don.
Mm-hmm. Nothing sticks.
I put this out on Twitter this morning, and I put it as a poll, so I gave people options instead of just giving their blanket response.
Okay.
And I gave the four options I gave were anger, glee, an eye roll, or other. Anger, this probably is more of an insight into what kind of person follows me on As Goes Wisconsin. 0%.
Zero anger. Yay.
And so glee, 55% so far. Eye roll, 27%. Other, 18%.
So the glee is strong.
Glee is strong. I got one comment saying it won't help him, but I don't think it will hurt him either. He has his base, and they don't care what he does. And then another comment saying, a mix of satisfaction and fear, satisfied that he's finally being held to account for his lawlessness and fearful of the thought of what his supporters might do. And also on the Facebook live stream, Christine Salm just said, I'm worried about MAGA's reaction, which he tried to incite over the weekend. And so this all, you know, I think some people who've been following this much more closely than I, because I have to say I'm in the eye roll category of I don't have a strong reaction until there's something that feels more completed. It just doesn't feel like something to get. I don't even think excited is what, because it's also just still sad.
Yes.
It's sad that this person who is, to use the word of someone who said lawless, was our president and is running for president again. And there's this many people who support him. And there's this many people who are, this is political. And maybe it is somewhat political. My brother's prediction over the weekend, because we were up in Rapids as a family, was that if he, in this deal, if he gets arrested, that the deal that could get struck is don't run for president. We'll make this all go away if you just go away.
Really?
That's his guess. I have no idea.
But that's only New York. He still has problems in Georgia.
Oh, he has problems in Georgia. He has problems with the DOJ. Like, there is other things.
Right.
But regardless, this is part of his all caps Truth Social post. I see how... I don't know how to perform at all caps.
It's
because I don't know what word to put the emphasis on.
It's just all loud. Just when you hear it, when you're as you're listening, just hear it loudly.
Now, illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan district attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take back our nation. There's two pieces of punctuation in that. There's one period and one exclamation point.
So we pretty much know that he actually did write that.
He did write that.
Yeah. How would he know?
Well, he doesn't, because it's unclear. A representative for Trump later clarified that he had received no notification from authorities that this was happening, and a grand jury hearing evidence is still set to hear testimony from, is yet to be set, and because there's still one other witness that they need to hear from. So there's a bunch of unclear information. So I kind of saw some of these FAQs as far as when will he be indicted. It's unclear.
Right.
I could imagine Trump created an artificial, this is happening on Tuesday, to create urgency. And I mean, because I do think the Manhattan Police Department is on alert of people flooding Manhattan for this week in case this happens.
Right.
But the Manhattan grand jury hearing the case still has at least one more witness to hear, and they're hearing them today. And so they could vote on charges as soon as today. It could also come later than tomorrow.
Right. I think he did this over the weekend to see what kind of reaction he would get.
Of course.
To see how many people would come out, to see if he can still mobilize people, you know, at the drop of a hat. And that did not happen. People did not flood into Manhattan this weekend.
They did not.
No. There was on Twitter over the weekend, and I can't remember who I was following, but someone had photos of all these patriots and their Trump flags, and that was actually before the election. Those photos were from before the election.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah, so no, there was not a big...
Man, what do you think would hurt worse for Trump? If he got arrested this week or if no one protested over his arrest?
Oh, that would hurt.
Which one do you think he'd be more irate about?
I think that no one's showing up.
I think no one's showing up.
Yep. Yeah, because he really believes that he can summon a mob like he did on January 6th and have them do his bidding for him. And I think especially after the arrest of, what is it, 1,000 people now have been arrested and charged in connection with January 6th. And the former president has not paid any of their legal bills.
Nope.
He has not visited them in the D.C. jail where they're being held. And I think his ability, again, to summon the mob to do his dirty work for him may not be so successful anymore.
Yeah. There's so many different parts of this, largely because this is the first time in modern history that a former president is facing criminal charges. The only other time, Ulysses Grant was briefly detained for speeding in a horse-drawn carriage in 1872.
What?
And that's it.
They had horse speed limits?
I guess, which feels arbitrary. But this is so unprecedented as far as how do you even, at all the different levels and state, like the state Department of Justice's, the DOJ, like, how do you handle this of a former president who is running again, not for it to be seen as political? Because I know Pence was on the rounds for Breitbart, and he was on the Sunday shows talking about how this is political. So he's still talking out of both sides of his mouth, since he obviously is also, like, on the brink of running for president, but, like, can't decide who his target audience is if he's still trying to ingratiate himself into Trump voters,
the ones who wanted to hang him. Yeah, the ones who wanted to hang you, Mike.
But then also doesn't take a strong enough stance of anti-Trump to ingratiate himself to people who are over Trump. So it's like, you're dead in the water, man. Yeah. I don't know what angle you're doing.
I agree.
But I think it was interesting because I got this from a friend who, this goes back to the original question. What will your reaction be if Trump gets arrested this week? And this was forwarded to me coming from it wasn't my friend, but my friend got it from someone who was a political strategist trying to spread the word as far as the appropriate reaction to this. And so this is what that piece of information said. Do not gloat. Do not celebrate. Do not joke or tweet funny gifs. Be better than that. Be everything the GOP would not be if Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi were arrested. Be about community, not chaos, and I would post this. Quote, this is a somber day for America, a day to put our faith in our country's judicial system. Like all defendants charged with serious crimes, Donald Trump deserves every protection provided to him by the Constitution and due process under the law. As that process unfolds, let us neither celebrate nor destroy, and let us remember that justice benefits us all. So I think that's the reaction I'm going to take, because that sounds nice.
We do have a text from the 262. I plan to grab popcorn and bathe in the tears of a million red hat wearing bigots.
But I think that's, and it's does that solve anything? Like in the moment of feeling better, because this guy has caused so much chaos and so much pain and so much division in our country. And there's arguments on whether that was always there and he just exploited it versus he created it himself. But he's certainly, causation, correlation, he's not innocent in the fact of where we are in our partisan turmoil right now.
Exactly.
And he continues to try to exploit that for his own gain. I mean, this is just the biggest narcissist alive. So I'm taking the side of I will not gloat, I will not celebrate. What will your reaction be if Trump does get arrested this week? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I fought the law.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 31. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 52. Tomorrow, overcast. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 37. Chance for scattered showers. Wednesday and Thursday, 53. Wednesday, 44. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are asking you the question of what will your reaction be if Donald Trump indeed gets arrested this week? 844-967-2789. And we have someone on the call.
Paul from Franklin is joining us. Paul, what do you want to say?
Hi, I don't think he will be arrested just because I feel like we've heard this so many times over the years.
Fair.
I want it to happen, mind you. But yeah, I'm just very skeptical just because there seems to have been a million cases that it should have happened. But if he were to, yeah, I'd be happy. I don't think it really changes the outcome of the presidential election, really. If he's still able to run, this will just enable his base more. But as someone who usually votes with like leftist candidates, it's kind of nice to see the GOP in a civil war. It's been making leftist candidates look really good. So I'm all for the Trump-DeSantis fight, even if it is ugly and terrible for democracy, but at least it boosts a lot of progressive candidates, I think, in the long run.
It makes the progressives look a little bit more united and pulled together.
Yeah, and just, I guess, not insane.
Not insane, yes.
We are the party that is not insane. I think that's a slogan that we can work with, Paul.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
Definitely, yeah. And I think it's really helped Wisconsin politics, too. Just even looking at, like, the state Supreme Court election coming up and all that.
Absolutely. I mean, I was saying that in the primary for the Supreme Court of just how messy and how, like, public the right-wing radio hosts and the media and the campaigns. And just, I was like, this seems like something you're supposed to do behind doors. This
right?
does not seem something you want all of us to be able to witness. But
Republicans in disarray.
Thanks so much for the call, Paul. The DeSantis thing is really interesting because what I understand, if this goes down, this is not going to be like a perp walk situation.
Probably not.
What I've heard in trying to read about this morning and hearing things over the weekend is that it would be a voluntary surrender.
So you show up at the cop shop and right?
And then everything would be happen very quickly.
Right.
I think in general, everyone involved wants to keep this out of the public eye as much as possible for safety reasons.
Sure.
Because of protests and everything. But what's interesting is what happens, like DeSantis, because Trump lives in Florida, DeSantis plays an interesting role in this. And this is the same thing, like when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, Didn't DeSantis have to sign off on that to happen?
I would assume so.
And so in this kind of FAQ that I found this morning, could DeSantis block Trump from being arrested? Experts cited by Insider note that while DeSantis could possibly delay Trump's extradition, his approval is really an administrative formality, and he wouldn't be able to totally stop the ex-president from being charged. So, but I also feel like I heard something this morning that he might have to be like, if Trump does not voluntarily turn himself in, that like DeSantis could get wrapped in trying to...
Extradition.
Yeah.
It'll be extradition. However... The Herald Tribune reporter, Zach Anderson, this morning reporting that DeSantis won't intercede, quote, we are not going to be involved in it in any way, unquote. DeSantis also told reporters, quote, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over an alleged affair. I can't speak to that, unquote.
But I like that. That's his defense. He's like, I wouldn't know anything about it.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. It's not me.
I've never done that.
I didn't
so
do
I have
that.
No idea how one would even do that.
I don't know the workings, but he basically said he's not going to intercede on Trump's behalf, which is he's playing a really interesting game, man.
That's been his MO this entire since his rise. Because this is the guy who his entire like first. I don't know if it was his first campaign TV ad, but it was one of his most famous.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2018 was just licking the boots of Donald Trump of how much they was talking about building the wall and all of this stuff. And then basically as he rose through COVID and lockdowns and his popularity soared, he has walked this line of being as... divisive and strong, if you want to use that word, and conservative on some of these issues without making a peep or any opinion whatsoever about Trump, and is just like not answer the questions, which will be fascinating if and once he announces his run, because he can't do that forever.
Well, he curates his audiences pretty closely. He really does. Ron doesn't like to take questions from non-friendly sources.
No, I know, but that's what I mean. It's one thing to do it now. I mean, he also is the governor who's trying to cripple the First Amendment so he can also go after media companies who write things he doesn't like. So, of course, he's also in the business of, I'm going to only answer the questions from the people that I would like to talk to.
Yeah.
But... If he's going to run for president, that's not going to work.
He can. I mean, they'll try to shield him as long as they can. You would think he would get called out at some point, but I don't know.
No, and there's no way. There's no way that he could run for president and keep this like block and tackle game up that he's doing as far as like the full court like press. To use a basketball analogy, that happens with the media with a presidential run, like he's going to get exposed if he can't handle the heat. I feel like there's a lot of mixed metaphors in there. It's Monday morning.
It's a mixed metaphor kind of Monday.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, if you still time, if you would like to let us know how you would react if Trump gets elected this week, 844-967-2789.
Arrested.
We are going to move on after that unless we get some more callers. Is it ever okay to strip search a minor? I say no. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on Oregon in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 8.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists, in their own words.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 25 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 33. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Soar, clean the oceans and make the world.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's Day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I want to be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. It is the first day of spring.
Officially.
It is also Peter Bry's birthday, so happy birthday to my dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
We have a great show still coming up. Dan Egan, who was a journalist with Journal Sentinel for, I think, like 20 years. He has a new book called The Devil's Element, which is not, it sounds like a great title for a novel.
It does.
It is not a novel. It is about phosphorus. And so we're going to be talking about, he also had a New York Times bestseller about the Great Lakes.
Yes.
And so he's an environmentalist journalist, and he's been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize twice. Like, he is an accomplished journalist. And he's somehow made phosphorus very interesting. So we're going to be talking to him at 12:30.
I have a special song just for him.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see his reaction. But right now, we are still talking about what will your reaction be if Trump indeed gets arrested this week. And we have another caller.
Stephen from Green Bay checking in at 844-967-2789. What do you got, Stephen?
Hey, Kristen. I think I have a pretty unique viewpoint of this. So I'm going to lay this out. First of all, I think Trump announced via Truth Social that this was going to happen, not because he knew, because we already know that he doesn't really know. It's more foreshadowing than anything else. But I think he said it for two reasons. Reason number one being, you know it's going to rile up his base, and I think he wants to see how many people come out for him. But also, I think he was trying to get the Manhattan DA to come out and say something about it to kind of confirm or deny that this is going to happen. And we know that they're going to keep their mouths sealed on this, as they should. But let's say he does get arrested tomorrow. First of all, if I'm the Manhattan DA and he's coming out and saying, I'm going to arrest you, or I think I'm getting arrested on Tuesday, I'm going to postpone that. I don't want him to be expecting when we're going to do this to him. And more importantly, if this does happen, even though it is unprecedented, we know that just because you get hauled off to jail, that doesn't mean you're criminally charged.
Yep.
And it doesn't really hurt his presidential run that much. But what we need to take away from this, I think, and it is really important, is that for the first time, you know, we on the left are going to have really a chance when it comes to Donald Trump to not echo the hatred and the disgusting garbage that the right echoes on a daily basis. And we're really going to be held to a higher account as Democrats because we speak against this. Well, now it's our turn time to act against it as well and show that we don't just talk about being peaceful and better, but we actually are. And that's, I think, the biggest test for the Democratic Party and us as Democrats coming out of this.
So you're on the side of the advice that was sent to me as far as do not gloat, do not celebrate. If anything, this is a somber day and we need to let the Justice Department and justice to unfold.
Exactly. Yes.
Then we are in agreement, Stephen. Thank you so much for the call. And I get the impulse. I get the impulse after everything to want to see Donald Trump be held to account. I also think it doesn't help us move forward if we do a little dance and make a little love.
And get down tonight.
And get down tonight. Also, we had another comment that I hadn't even thought of, because if you think about in the wide world of allegations and charges and investigations for Donald Trump, someone said if when Trump is arrested, he'll have his DNA cheeks swabbed. The DNA sample rape accuser E. Jean Carroll has been waiting for.
And that trial is next month. That trial starts next month.
That is one that I have totally lost sight of.
Yep.
That is also an interest. Because that's the thing that's kind of wild. Out of all the things he's ever done, he's never been arrested.
Right.
And so there is no DNA on file.
Right.
And so you had already been thinking about this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Because I knew that I knew the E. Jean Carroll trial was coming in April. And so he's got a whole bunch of trouble in the next couple of months. But I think, too, as your friend said, let's be better.
Yeah.
Than the other side, because there's this right-wing broadcaster who now is calling for Barack Obama to be executed.
What?
Yes.
For what?
If Trump gets arrested, Pete Santilli says the U.S. military should execute former President Barack Obama, former Attorney General Eric Holder, and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
Just because?
I guess.
Is like retribution?
Apparently. He wants the military to take action.
Because those two things are totally equal.
Well, yeah. And this is another quote. I just want to get this in here. Quote, and ultimately we absolutely demand that the criminals in this country, if you want them held accountable, the criminals are Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, this entire criminal cabal that came about as a result of the murder of John F. Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh.
The people that perpetrated the murder of John F. Kennedy rise up to that.
This is a right-wing is he a radio show host?
Yeah. Right-wing broadcaster Pete Santilli.
How many followers does he have?
I'm afraid to find out.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's an audience
there's
for those people. There's an audience for those people. People listen to those people. So let's not be that.
Yeah.
Let's not be calling for the execution of fellow Americans. That has been some of the most disturbing aspects of all of this to me since Trump was the relish that some people have in attacking fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really disturbing.
And that's where I fall, is just the idea, the constant, you know, libtards, everyone on this side is this, everyone on this side is that, and just bucketing people together and not allowing any kind of nuance or conversation. Like, that is, I tried to watch Bill Maher. I used to love watching Bill Maher.
And so did I.
He's been doing his show that has on HBO for like 20 years
now.
Isn't
that crazy?
Because he basically got that show after he was politically incorrect, got canceled because he was fairly politically incorrect after 9/11. But he pretty quickly got the HBO show and has been doing it for a very long time. And I used to love watching that show. And I tried watching this past Friday's episode, and he is just... You know, I think he kind of prides himself on being able to be objective in both sides and all this stuff. And he had all this, everything came back to like woke. Woke this, woke that, and it's too far, and trying to like goad his, it was Andrew Yang and a representative, congresswoman from Michigan, who's going to run for Senate, but I'm blanking on her name. And, you know, both people who are either Democrats or at one point were a Democrat. And he kept trying to like goad them into like, admitting the wokeism has gone too far. And it was just like, this is, and still the progressives, the left, and like bucketing people again. And I was like, oh, this is like almost unwatchable.
He's become the get off my lawn guy.
Yeah.
I think he has.
He's always been pompous and he's always been smug.
Arrogant, yes.
But it was still, there was points that I feel like that used to resonate with me more versus now. I think it's still a good show because he does get good panelists on there, but I think he makes it less interesting at this point.
Dear HBO, keep the show, lose the bill.
Yes. Anyways, moving on. This feels very obvious to me, but when is it ever okay to strip search minors?
Yeah, that seems like you shouldn't do that.
Especially school administrators and not police. And so the original story of why there is now a bipartisan bill that is looking to expand, this is in Wisconsin, that's looking to expand the definition of what a illegal student strip search is happening. And it's from a story that happened over a year ago now. And so, do you remember this story?
I do. Was it about vape cartridges or something?
Yes. It was like nicotine vape cartridges, and the principal at Surine High School, Kelly Casper, who has since resigned, in February 2022, had six girls stripped down to their underwear, and she was searching for vaping cartridges. Which is like, at that point, if you assume that they have, isn't this, I mean, I've talked a lot on this show as far as parental, the overreach of the argument of parental rights when it comes to, well, I don't want my kid reading this book, so no one can read this book,
right?
Or pronouns and stuff like that. But this, I can definitely, it's like, let your parents deal. If you suspect that they are vaping, tell their parents. Do not strip search them. But what's wild is that what is actually the definition now of an illegal strip search for students, it's only illegal if you touch their genitals, their buttocks, or their breast.
So you can still make them take their clothes off.
You can, as of right now, you can still make them take their clothes off. And so this is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced that I think you know, few and there's far and in between ones that could actually get support from both sides, actually get signed, because this feels like a no-brainer. And that would basically say that you, I think, where's the actual definition of what it was? This is from, I lost my spot as far as reading what the change would be, but the, I think that what the change would be is that you can't make them strip down to their underwear, which seems obvious to me as far as a school administrator, if anything, like if they had guns or if there was like a weapon, but especially for drugs and you have no real, besides a suspicion, like this feels like something that should never be appropriate.
They can pat them down, though, can't they? I mean, if you suspect that a student is carrying a weapon, you have to touch them.
Yeah, but that's different, isn't it? I mean, patting them down is different than having them stripped down to their underwear.
Yes.
And so Christine Salm just on the Facebook Live just weighed in. Never. If it's for drugs or vape pens, never if it's for drugs or vape pens, but law enforcement should be able to search for weapons with good cause, but that should never require strip search, ever. A strip search of a child should never happen. LE should be
law
able to...
Enforcement.
Law enforcement should be able to search for weapons with cause, but even a strip search isn't necessary. And that I totally agree with that.
I can't imagine being a parent and finding out that my child had been forced to strip down to their underwear. I really can't.
I mean, and, you know, obviously with good reason that she was the student, the parents that were involved were outraged.
Right.
And there were suits filed against this woman. But because of what the legal definition was,
it was okay.
It was okay. And so this feels like something that is a no-brainer. And hopefully, I think it's getting a hearing either this week or next week, and we'll hopefully move forward, because this feels, I remember when this broke last year, and it was
too.
A really big deal, because it was, I think everyone was like, wait, what?
You can do that?
Yes.
Yes. I think people were surprised that that was even allowed.
Oh, I don't know if I have anything more. That was just, I saw that last week as far as a bipartisan bill, and this just felt so obvious to me.
Isn't it nice that we can actually agree on something? That's remarkable. We should like shoot up rockets or something. When is the last time our Wisconsin legislature has ever agreed on anything?
It was funny because that was actually the thesis of my video for Journal Sentinel that will come out this week, which was basically like, finally something we can agree on. And I listed out all the things that are topical right now as far as what we're fighting over: Supreme Court justice, the Brewers and what kind of funding they're going to get, abortion access, like the EPA's new standards for forever chemicals, all this stuff. But I got to the end and I said, but one thing I think almost all of us can agree on is we have enough drama in our politics and would like less drama in our football. So number 12, thanks for the memories. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. All right, we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution. And Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup. And I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 51. Today, under overcast skies, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, 38. Overcast. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, high of 52. Cloudy. Cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
A little bird, he told me so. He said, come on, get on the go. Open your eyes, the sky is full of butterflies. The blossoms on the trees stirred up the honeybees. Spring makes my fever rise.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And it is the first day of spring, according to science. But has spring actually sprung? Is the better question. What has to happen for you to think that spring is actually here? 844-967-2789. Because it is the spring equinox.
It is. It doesn't actually kick in. I think it's like 4:24 this afternoon, a little bit later on today. But
It's nice out today. It's almost 40 degrees.
Little chilly, little breeze. The wind is cold.
The wind is cold. It was pretty cold over the weekend.
Yes, it was.
Cliff pooped in the house because he did not want to poop outside because it was too cold. it's the vernal equinox, which is the fancy way of saying it's the first day of spring. And I guess, you know, for some people, I think depending on where you live, apparently in D.C., the cherry blossoms are out.
Oh, nice.
Which I think for them
is the sign.
Is the sign.
That's the official.
D.C. is also a little further south than us. So I think their winters, having lived there for one winter where there was 3 inches of snow in the entire.
Was it just traumatic?
Not for me.
No, I'm sure. But for the city. Yeah.
I mean, because it was all the commuters. I mean, that was a day where I feel like it was one of those stories where people were stuck on the interstate for like 13 hours.
Oh my goodness.
And I remember because I was living in like dorms in the heart of DC. So I got to take the like public transportation to and from my internship. And I remember walking around being like, this is
nothing.
And I had been living in California at that point. It's still like that. Wisconsin roots were still there. I was like, this is not that bad. But for some people, it was very bad. But yes, in DC, the cherry blossoms are in full force. Obviously, commercials for the Masters are running alongside the March Madness. I don't know if anyone's seen any robins pop up yet, but I feel like that's always a sign for some people is when they start to see the first robins show up. What's a sign of spring for you?
So I have a bunch of daffodils, and one particular little bunch was given as a gift by a girlfriend, and they bloom first.
Before tulips?
Yeah, daffodils are first.
Okay.
And actually, hyacinths are probably first, and gladiolas, things like that.
You need to talk to my mom about these things.
I know.
I don't know. I know what daffodils look like. I know what tulips look like. Don't know the other two you just said.
Okay. Well, we'll get you there.
Okay.
But so when this little bunch of daffodils blooms, that for me, then it's official.
Okay.
And we're probably, maybe we're a week away. Because they bloom kind of early, this little bunch does.
How long do they last then? Because I feel like what happens if they all die, if there's another snowstorm after that?
Well, it would not be good.
Because I feel like that, I've seen my mother have very concerned nights where the tulips have blossomed.
And then it's going to freeze.
But then it's going to freeze and she has to like cover them or she does whatever she can to protect them.
You have to put a blanket over them or something.
Yeah. And She's very concerned.
Well, tragically, they don't bloom long anyway, you know? That's the cycle of life. But for me, that is when those daffodils bloom, even if it snows and even if it's still going to get cold, we're heading in the right direction.
I don't know,
the right way.
I feel like I don't know what my sign is. It does not feel like winter is over yet. I feel like I've not tricked myself into thinking that it's going to be, you know, in the 60s consistently anytime soon.
Probably not.
That's where I feel like it starts to feel like when you don't have to wear your heavy coat, when you put the heavy coat away is when it feels like spring is here. And I would say my sleeping bag coat is still out in case.
We probably have another month at the sleeping bag coat.
What is it supposed to be this week? Because it's almost 40 today.
Yeah, I mean, in the 40s, but still, you know, when I left this morning, it was in the 30s. It was cold. It was still chilly. It wasn't 30 below.
Which is great.
Which is wonderful.
Besides Christmas, we didn't get almost any days this winter that were 30 below.
This was not a terrible winter.
No. Really, February and March were way worse than December and January. But yeah, this whole week is basically between the, it's supposed to be the high of day is 47.
Almost 50 degrees.
Almost 50.
That's crazy.
And tomorrow's 46. This is for Southeast Wisconsin. This is Milwaukee. Looks like rain on Wednesday and Thursday, but still in the 40s. And then even this weekend, 45 and 48 as of right now. So,
and I checked the forecast too for like Oshkosh and Amory and other places where we have homes. And even for them, it's going to be, I think, in the low 40s.
I just want some. I'm ready for summer.
Are you?
I'm ready for the consistent, you don't have to think about what you're wearing when you walk outside, barefoot. What did you say your favorite season is?
I like fall.
You like fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like fall's fine. I love summer. And so I'm ready for heat and warmth and
a pedicure,
shorts. And, you know, I really need one of those.
That's why we can wait a little bit for the sandals phase, because my toes are just not there yet.
Yeah. Is that the first sign of spring, is when you finally get a pedicure?
Yes. And then I go apologize to the woman, say, I know it's terrible. It's bad. Then I tip really well.
You're like, thank you for the extra love on those little piggies. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, we touched on this a little bit last week when we talked to Wendy Strout, but I feel like it was worth a little bit more attention on our neighbors to the east, Michigan.
Yes.
And the real life case study of what can happen to a purple state once they get fair maps.
Meaning get rid of the gerrymander.
Which means get rid of their gerrymander, because they, like us, were gerrymandered. And so many states. I mean, so many states in 2010, depending on which party had control of the legislature, gerrymandered the crap out of their state.
Pretty much.
And some states made an effort because they saw how badly it happened to adopt fair maps. Some did not. We are one that did not, where Michigan did. And we're going to go have more details as far as, since their new maps were instated, what their new legislature looks like and what they've been able to pass within the first 2 months of their session. Now, you may not agree with it. They may be, and like this could come back to bite them in the butt, because the Democrats don't have huge majorities.
No, they don't.
But as far as how quickly things can change when things become more representative, I feel like it's worth talking about, because often we talk about these in such abstracts when we talk about gerrymandering.
Sure.
Because in Wisconsin right now, 215 days is the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, and that is our best chance, if we elect Janet Protasiewicz, to potentially have a court case that goes up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court that could overturn our current maps and get us to the point where we have fair maps, and it would be great.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.